And now, a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Normally, I watch documentaries that are more of a crime nature. And you know what? This is a crime on humanity, you would say.
Okay.
Fit for TV, The Reality of the Biggest Loser, which is out now on Netflix. I watched it and I thought, is it worth the watch? Should I tell you about it? Why not? Let's have a listen.
Whoever loses the most weight wins $250,000. More than 10 million people watched the finale. It was huge.
To see us in a gym yelling, screaming, that's good TV.
This is what America thinks is healthy and safe.
Yeah, so basically you remember The Biggest Loser, don't you?
I do. This is where sort of, I know Shannon Noll was always a thing. I'm not saying he wasn't, but this is where this sort of... really got into the Australian psyche.
You're so right, aren't you? Well, pre that, it premiered back in 2004 in the US.
Yeah.
Obviously, it was big here, but this Netflix doco is all about the US version.
Yeah, sure.
And we had Jillian Michaels, the trainer, and Bob Harper.
So she then came over to Australia and did some of the training.
Oh, did she?
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
There you go. But the things that I remember is that I remember watching it, and obviously... a lot of us do. You would be sitting there as a family watching this show of these people who, you know, it was set as a show that was there to help people, right? Mm. But from what you see, especially in this documentary too, it's like, oh no, it was entertainment and it was painting people who are fat as just, oh, look at them. We're watching them with their clothes off and look how big they are and here's them eating and all this stuff. And that's what it was about. And it makes you feel so sick that you're like, yes. And I used to watch that and I got sucked into that. But you kind of knew what you were doing as well.
Yeah, a couple of years ago I thought, for some reason it popped into my head or someone brought it up and I was like, oh, I don't reckon you'd do that these days.
No,
I reckon
you definitely
get that show on.
You definitely would not. Yeah. The thing with this doco, it's three parts and they're about 40-minute episodes, so I pretty much binge it in a day. They've got interviews with people who were on The Biggest Loser, the first winner, people that almost died doing it, doing the show, like literally almost died doing it.
Heart attacks, and because they drop a ton of weight so fast.
Yeah, exactly. They also have interviews with the doctor on the show who was there and Bob Harper, who was the trainer, right? Now, Jillian, she declined to be interviewed.
Okay.
Right? But she was like hardcore as well. Like one of her famous quotes was, unless you faint, puke or die, keep working. But Bob was saying as a trainer, and in this documentary you'll hear about it, he was like, we wanted them to do that because that's good TV.
Yeah.
We wanted them to fall, to puke, to do all this stuff. And me personally, I hate being pushed to exercise to the point of being sick. I hate it. Don't do that to me. I do not like it. And you think these poor people were desperate. That's why they went on this show.
Yeah.
They were desperate. A lot of them were like, my partner wants to break up with me and all this type of stuff. My life isn't the same. I want to change for my kids. You know, there are all these emotional stories behind it. But also the money, which made people desperate as well.
Yeah.
So it's all of this wrapped up in this horrible reality TV bubble that what... exactly what you said. This would never happen nowadays.
No, you couldn't. It's, yeah. So, I don't know. So, I've been doing radio almost 20 years now. So, I remember when I first started doing interviews with Biggest Loser people.
Yeah.
Maybe not the cast mates. I imagine I did at some point, but definitely Shannon Ponton and Michelle Bridges.
Yeah.
The two Aussie trainers. And Shannon Ponton opened a gym in Darwin when I was up there.
Oh, yeah.
And he led me in a spin class whilst I did a show.
Yeah.
And speaking of almost dying.
Yeah.
It's like when I did the Hot Temple race against Lingy on the exercise bike. So, that, yeah.
And
I,
you're a fit guy. And you've
I
always
hate being
shouted
at. Yeah.
A fit guy. This doco was a hard one to watch in the sense that there's a lot of emotional content there.
Yeah.
And growing up as someone who was always, you know, struggled with my weight and body conscious and stuff, it's just like I remember sitting there while they're standing on these big scales.
Yeah.
And the beep, 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 and it's going up and you're like, how much have they lost and everything? And you're like, oh, that would have been so detrimental to just young kids watching this.
Yeah.
It is a good watch. I think it's worth watching. Fit for TV, The Reality of the Biggest Loser. It is up on Netflix now. I'm going to give it 4 stars.
Four stars. Wow, that
I
good.
Liked it. I know a lot of people are like, nah, it wasn't that great. You might see some people saying nah, but I felt it was an easy watch and it was good because they had a lot of people who were in the thick of it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It was a doco that went straight to the source. So, yeah, I reckon it's definitely worth a watch.
Do you? I think you could then go on and make one about the Australian version of the show. I think you could make a doco.
Oh, yeah.
Remember AJ Rochester, the host?
Yeah.
Something went on there.
Yeah, I don't know.
I can't put my finger on what, but she did go off. No, I won't say that because I could be making things up. But something did happen there where...
I just got here, Tom. Sorry, what were you talking about?
Yes, no, I just also arrived. I don't know anything that has happened in the last 5 minutes on this radio station. Certainly wouldn't align myself with it, that's for sure. Anyway, four stars, you say? Great. Yeah.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au.
I noticed something. Whilst I was off, I was doing drop-offs last week. I get to do the mornings when I'm not working.
That must
working.
Have been nice.
It's super nice. It's awesome. Love hanging out with the girls in the morning. We have our breakfast, get ready, have a bit of a play, and then take them off to school.
Yeah.
It's great. And so... walking into school one of the days last week, I was walking behind what I assume was another dad, certainly a guy that was a bit taller than me. So anyone taller than me, I assume he's a dad.
Yeah.
And
5'12", he was. Wow.
And as I was walking behind him, I was like, going about my day, whatever, looking around. And then I clocked something and it shook me a little bit.
Okay.
And it was his fashion choice. Now, this is Lara.
Okay. Right? Yeah.
So factor that in.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to my Lara peeps.
Oh, really?
We are.
I don't know.
We are many things, but fashionable is seldom one of them. This gentleman was walking in a polo shirt.
Yeah.
Right? But I had to take a moment and go, oh, my God, is it 2009 again? 2008? Possibly even 2007. I'm not sure exactly the precise time that we did it, but he had his collar.
No, the pop.
Popped.
Surely not.
He is walking into school.
That must have been a mistake. Maybe he took his jumper off quickly. No one's popping their collar.
Are you? Yeah, well, this is what I, like, because everything comes back.
That's it's not back.
Cyclical. Fashion is cyclical.
It's not back.
Is the popped polo collar back? This is what I want to know because I was like, oh my God, I need to walk less close to this guy because I just can't be in the same air zone as.
And normally I wouldn't say it, but I would, yes, 100%.
Do you remember guys that used to wear more than one polo so they would have more than one collar to pop?
Yeah, you would pop the bottom one and leave the top one as a collar.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy on K-Rock. Huh? Movies. Explained badly.
So when you flick onto the Stan home screen and you're just flicking through, scrolling through a few movies, Stan explains those movies beautifully. It gives you a really good synopsis of what you're about to watch, why you should watch it, that sort of thing. In our version of it, we explain those movies in a really, really bad way.
Yeah.
And it leaves two of us having to guess what on earth we're talking about. What that movie might be. Tommy, it's your turn today. You're going to explain yourself a movie. We're going to guess it, Log.
We are.
And we're going to try and talk it through a little bit. And,
yeah.
You know, maybe work together to try and guess what Tommy's talking about.
Yeah, just paint a picture, hey? Just classic radio sort of arrangement.
Yeah.
You're not going to talk, are you?
Oh, I'm terrified every time.
Don't be scared, Charlie.
No, I'm not.
Okay, so my first bit of the synopsis, part of the plot explained badly is surprise good.
Surprise good.
Surprise good.
Okay, so my initial reaction is, maybe I shouldn't say.
Some sort of twist in a
I would say maybe you would think that this was a bad person, but then all of a sudden,
they're actually good.
I like them now. Maybe they were bad.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
Not bad.
Sure.
Not
Do you have an idea what movie?
Absolutely
it might be?
Not. I would have no idea.
I would never think to mention the name of a movie.
Never. Absolutely not.
Don't tell me you know it already.
Can I have some more information, please?
Okay, the next one. Turns out pretty much anyone can do your job.
Okay. Turns out. So what was the first one? Surprisingly good?
Surprise,
I'm good. Okay, maybe I was evil. Turns out anyone can do your job.
See, I was, you know, straight away when you said anyone could do your job, I was like, that movie, Don't tell mum the babysitter's dead.
Oh, yes,
I love that movie.
Yeah.
Very random niche grab from you, though.
Yeah, because she goes and does the job.
As a man of our age, yeah. Christine Applegate,
yeah.
I mean.
It is, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn. Less.
So it's not that movie?
No.
Okay.
Have a guess, Log.
Yeah, we're probably in the zone where you can get. Yeah.
Is it something to do with like Ryan Reynolds type character? Anything like that? Anything like Marvel or DC?
Oh, like a no, it's not. No,
not
no.
Like a Deadpool or something?
Okay. Do you want another one? Here we go. Right, so we've had surprise good. Turns out pretty much anyone can do your job. Third clue is have a legend for your daddy and we're sweet.
Have a legend for your daddy
and we're sweet. Or you're sweet. Have a legend for your daddy and you're sweet.
Have a legend for your daddy.
Surprise good.
The legend for daddy might be a play on words. Like,
have a legend for your daddy and you're sweet.
Mm. Surprise good. Turns out pretty much anyone can do your job. Have a legend for your daddy and you're sweet.
Okay. Is it something like mob movie? Something to do with the mob?
No.
Okay.
Have you got more for us?
Yeah, I've got more. Sleeping sentinels get shown up. There's a real clue in there.
Sleeping sentinels.
All right, I've got one more. He just had to
elongate.
Okay, so we're not playing cryptic crossword.
Yeah, that's the thing. You know how the game works, yeah?
I can play football, Keanu.
Okay, it's a replacement.
They had other commitments and other careers.
So that style of dancing, I would be, is lap dancing a style?
Let's play some football.
But on the field.
Not bad, Falco.
They were out to prove they belong to each other.
Whoa. You're unbelievable.
This is the trailer from 2001. Listen. Hackman. For the end.
That's going to leave a mark.
The Replacements. Look for it on video cassette and DVD.
Look for it on video cassette and DVD.
That was a great.
What's the legend for the daddy?
Yeah, explain.
Gene Hackman's the coach. He's a legend. He comes in, he gets a ragtag bunch of lads, and then turns them into a.
What makes him a daddy? Yeah.
Is Chris Scott not the daddy of the Cats?
No, he's a coach.
No, he's the daddy.
Okay.
He's the daddy.
Okay. Go from the start and
surprise,
explain your
good.
Clue. Yeah.
So the players that they get in, they got 1 week to be good, and they're good. They are actually
surprisingly good. Yeah. Okay.
Turns out pretty much anyone can do your job. The Sentinels, who are the team, the professional players, they all go on strike, and so they bring in a ragtag group of
the replacements.
Yeah, the replacements.
Okay.
Who
solid.
They can do their job.
Yeah.
Right. The daddy one is just.
Gene Hackman one doesn't make any sense. That's fine. Move on.
Sleeping Sentinels get shown up. So the Sentinels are their players from the original team. They strike.
Why are they sleeping?
Yeah.
Because they're not playing.
Oh. You were going deep with your cryptic, weren't you?
Yeah.
When I have to write them myself, it gets hard.
Yeah. No, it's good.
No, you certainly lived up to the name of the segment, which is Movies Explained.
I love
badly.
The last clue.
Loggy got it. I can play football. Keanu.
Keanu? That was gold.
Thank you. All right. That is Movies Explained badly. It's all thanks to Stan. The biggest lineup of entertainment is only on Stan.
The Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Log, I just want to direct this in your direction.
Okay.
The other day, we were talking about the Burning Man Festival that's going on in America at the moment in the deserts of Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
We did it for trending. I don't know if you've seen a bit of the vision from the last 24 hours or so.
Seems like the desert is trying to throw people out.
Yeah.
I would suggest.
It's not going well.
No, the incredibly strong winds and dust storms and that, it looks beyond horrific.
I am so glad that I'm not there.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know, and it's raining and it's just.
I mean, it's in a desert to start with.
Yeah.
So it's not pleasant. They go there, obviously, no communications. There's no money. It's about like swapping things and bartering and, you know, getting rid of that sort of, everyday lifestyle type thing.
That's why you would love it.
Yeah true. Mm. Except for the vision of like tents getting blown away, things getting ripped to shreds with the wind and the dust. It looks so bad, so bad. And now there's other warnings that are coming through on the back of these wins saying that they are expecting, there's 8-hour queues to still try and get in there, which
really?
Is ridiculous.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. But they're saying that they've warned of monsoonal moisture. I mean, I take that as heavy rain.
Rain? Like,
what a fun way to say it, though.
So woke without.
I'm going to write that down for my weather.
Monsoonal moisture that could spark minor flooding through Nevada until Thursday. Now, this is a bit I don't get. So this is where I want to ask you about something. Little rain hasn't stopped burners. That's what they're called who go there in the past. Typically, they're at Burning Man festivals. They get up to 1,000 reported injuries by the end of the 9-day festival.
Wow, yeah.
They at the 2023 festival, unfortunately, one person died in it. It sounds horrible.
Mm.
You go to Meredith Music
Love
Festival
Meredith.
A lot, which I'm not saying it can end up quite like Burning Man, but it can end up with rain and mud and just crazy.
Yeah.
Like,
and you don't bathe.
Feral conditions.
They're not feral conditions.
Well, they can be.
No.
Why, Log?
Because it's a good time. It's a good time.
Yeah, but is it?
It's memories with friends.
Mm. But is it?
Yeah. Look, to be honest, I'm, as I get older, I'm not much of a, I can deal with the wind and rain. There were a couple of years ago that I didn't go, and the crew that went, they were like, we were all sitting around like, Loggy would absolutely not have dealt with this. We would have been just all trying to just like deal with her.
Calm her down.
Because a lot of wind, I don't do wind.
So you are now it's got to be perfect 20 degrees and just completely still, and then you'll go to Meredith?
Well, the thing is, you kind of don't know because you buy a ticket beforehand, right? But I mean, you're never going to regret going to a Meredith. The thing is, though, when we went when we were 18, me and my bestie, we had a tiny little tent. It was our first time and we had a tiny little tent there or whatever, and it rained a lot. And we woke up the next day and the tent was half down and whatever, and she looked over to me and she's like, you have drooled so much overnight because my pillow was saturated. And I'm like, it's the rain, dude.
Sure it is.
Sure. That's not what I've heard.
The rain.
And then you pulled out your retainer.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.